Another addition to the D.M. Broly Show, and I hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas. We have New Year's coming up in a minute, really quick, in fact, and maybe a little bit too fast for us, but I don't know. But let's do something different this year. Let's try to change where we are, change who we are, or what we're going to be in the next coming year. Let's try to be more responsible to the conditions that we're looking at in this world. Yeah, 2008 is coming up, and we're going to have an election in November. Have a slew of candidates running, We're not sure what candidates are going to be the best one, but as we are speaking, more are adding on to being candidates to the running for the office of President of the United States. Now, things happened this last week, some things that really disturbed me, and I'm going to keep this kind of like an open line level. I want to hear from my callers and listeners and everyone. Just a while ago, we had a situation where we gave $20 billion to Pakistan. $20 billion to Pakistan. The money was to open up trade, commerce, and also was it a way to say, you know, some type of diplomatic thing so that there would be some kind of common thread when the former premier returned to the country to run for the office of president. Now, she came, first day she hit the shoreline there, first day that she came in there, somebody tried to assassinate her. She wasn't even there hardly a minute, and assassins tried to take her out. Now, I don't know how you would feel on this, but, you know, think about it. You lost your father. Your father was deposed and hung. You had a situation of some very much disparities in your country, and you stayed in exile for, I think, close to 8 years or longer. And he grew up during the time that you saw Gandhi, various other levels of leaders assassinated. Now, all of a sudden, you feel in your heart that you can make a difference. You can make a difference. You can attempt to do something that's going to make a huge change in your country, huge change. So now you decide to do something, making yourself and putting yourself in jeopardy and risk for your country, which many of us whistleblowers know about. We've been out there, and I risk my life every day doing this broadcast because I cover things that you shouldn't hear, that you need to know, the truth. You have a situation, this woman returned into Pakistan, came back in the country, and she knew that her time was up. Now, the Bush administration also had hands in this because they were trying to basically softline the approach of her returning into the country. That's where the $20 billion came in. Started a huge amount of foreign trade and commerce. Taliban is there too. Al Qaeda is there. There's rumors that the Taliban and Al Qaeda and the people from the areas of Iraq are moving from Afghanistan into that area. Well, we'll talk more about that when we return, and I'm going to bring John up and looking for your calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back now in a moment.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
We're back, and it's late night with Deanne at RBN, and during the week, Monday through Friday, I'm on Truth Radio from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, folks. And anyway, I'm going to lead into the rest of this talk here about what's going on in the Middle East, and I'm going to bring John in. Well, anyway, where I left off was the fact that this woman who was educated in Oxford and Harvard, highly educated, decided to go on this path to return to a country that she knew that was in the ultimate level of threat. She knew that Pakistan has nuclear weapons, as we do. She knew that the threat in Pakistan is real. We have the Taliban, we have the Al-Qaeda cells there moving, we have the Iraqi dissidents moving in. We have a situation that what has been stated out there in the other end of the media realm is the fact that there's a movement going on where we might be heading into war, warfare, and this thing in the Middle East. It's turning into something very nasty and scary, folks. You already have children and loved ones over there serving in Iraq and all over the Middle East right now. And just think if there's something bigger that might happen. We go to war. National emergency. That means more of our young people will be sent over to fight in another warfare. More. Now, this woman that went over, she knew all of these things. As a person that was highly educated, she was very knowledgeable of diplomatic issues and things. Now she's in the crest of something very dangerous and devious. a situation that could cause world war. Wrong thing done. Wrong thing. Anything could be wrong. We don't know what could cause a situation. But the thing is, the effect is clearly seen right now. Was she a reverse suicide bomber? You think about it. She was going over, and she was getting ready to become a martyr. Because it's just like Kennedy. Kennedy went in his car, drove around in a motorcade, and he knew that there were people out there that were going to get him. So he left the car open. She left her car open, and she stood up and waved to the crowd while they cheered on. The one thing that people don't mention or talk about was the fact that she had her security staff. She had told them that she was scared of the cell phone. She wanted to have this thing happen where the cell phones would be cut off automatically on her command if something was going on. But that never happened. Evidently, this goes back to Lockerbie, Scotland, and these other terrorist activities that they have. They have devices that they can detonate bombs from other locations. So if you have a suicide bomber, maybe the bomber isn't sitting there with the detonating device on him like we are told. Maybe he goes, and maybe he doesn't even know he has this on. Maybe he's a courier. We don't know. Somebody detonates the device. You're dead. And you take a lot of people with you. Now, same thing with this woman. She was in a situation she knew. She knew what was going on. She knew how bad it was. She knew what danger was, and now she's dead. They said that she was shot in the neck and shot in the chest and shot in the head. And she said they said whoever it was an expert marksman to be able to shoot like that and blow himself up. Almost impossible, they were saying. That's word over there in the Middle East, not what we were getting reports of. Then all of a sudden, they try to point fingers. Who did it? Who did it? Who was it? Went to Taliban. Taliban, they didn't want to say because that's CIA. Then they went to Al-Qaeda. Then what is Al-Qaeda? What is that? So anyway, now we have a situation that people are now fighting in the streets right now. Riots are going on. There's a huge situation of despair there because of her death. Now, what we'll add into that, I want to hear your comments of what you think about the situation in the Middle East. And I'm going to bring John up. John, are you there?
Hi, Deanne. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you doing?
Doing good.
What do you think about this situation in the Middle East? What is your opinion of it?
Well, the idea of the Middle East is they're trying to dismantle it and keep it all unstable.
Uh-huh.
And so you have this woman who makes a comment that's more or less a comment put in stone to the fact of what happened. And she says that she believes that that pipeline coming down through like Afghanistan and Pakistan is something that should be done. Well, that's like a New World Order ideal.
Uh-huh.
And so here we have she's murdered. Is that because she's murdered by anti-New World Order people? Or is this just to start like a civil war of good cop, bad cop? And, you know, it's just misinformation. The idea of someone being shot in a civil war, hey, John F. Kennedy was shot. Did we start rioting in the streets and have a civil war? The President Ferdinand was shot in is it Austria for World War One. Why would the Germans attack England? Because someone assassinated the king.
That was the king of King Ferdinand, and also the king of the Gypsies.
Okay, but why would an assassination like that start a war between three or four different countries? I mean,
it's unbelievable what's going on. And then, you know, the folks, listen, this is another thing that's real weird, too. I don't know if you heard this, anybody brought this up, but these fires. 2 weeks ago, McCheney's office caught on fire. Nobody said what rhyme or reason, what happened. Something caught on fire. Don't know what it was, just caught on fire. Now, all of a sudden, the fire caught up with Bush's family's home. That caught on fire. But the only thing that caught on fire was the window frames, the door. not the rest of the house. So to me, it was kind of like a message saying, you know, by the way, at the time, he was in Texas, too. He was in Crawford, Texas, down there at that house they all go to. It seems like when things go on, they run down to Crawford, Texas real quick. So anyway, that fire happened just before this woman was killed, or just around the same time. You know, was it a message saying, you have no way out? You have no way out? See, we don't look at things. See, these things are hidden messages they do. It's kind of like it could have been Masonic, could have been CIA, could have been some ops. That's how they operate. Secret messages like that, you know, give you coded, cryptic messages that, you know, hey, you didn't do this or something didn't happen. We gave you a time frame. You didn't do it. So then you fly and get to somewhere real quick to try to talk to someone to straighten matters out. And then anyway, they send you a cryptic message at your house like, okay. All right, we're just telling you right now. You didn't do what we told you to do. So basically, this is the beginning. You have no way out. So now, do we have a way out? John, you want to comment? Call us, 800-313-9443.
Well, again, as they're trying to create civil war, to the people of Pakistan, stop. The ideals of them creating us to fight each other and to attack each other. Now, if you start, I'm hearing that like gas stations are being blown up and this kind of thing. You're stopping the infrastructure of your own cities and your own towns as they're blowing up mosques in Iran and Iraq, or Iraq and Afghanistan. That to me is the most absurd thing going, and I don't believe that people are doing that. I believe that that's the powers to be who are trying to create terror in the system, to create hate, to create violence, are the ones doing that. It's not the people. The people wouldn't blow up their own churches. The people wouldn't blow up their own schools and children. This is just terrorism that they're creating. It's like the subways in England. That was government orchestrated. 9/11 was government orchestrated. Oklahoma City was government orchestrated. Waco was government orchestrated. We have one man that goes downtown like 2-3 times a week. It was a preacher. And they go in Waco and they murder kids. They put actually radiation down that would make the kids die even if they don't get them. These people are sick. I'm not sure why they're doing what they're doing. I can't believe that, like, our entire United States Congress or Senate would vote to take away our First Amendment rights of right to speak. The idea of Rex 84 of bringing in outsiders into this country to vulcanize the country and to dumb down our children. And this is happening globally. This isn't just happening here. Because because they shot that woman in Pakistan, they're saying it's collapsing the infrastructure of the stock market in the East. Well, why would that do that? Why would one woman's death collapse the infrastructure of Asia? I mean,
especially somebody that has not been in their government for quite a long time. She was on exile. She's been exiled for how long? So now all of a sudden that has equated to all these huge causes, one effect, all these causes. And we don't get it.
Well,
we don't get it.
It's the idea.
We're going to a break, and we'll be right back. Call us, 800-313-9443. Want to hear your opinion on this. We'll be right back.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, we're back, and we're on RBN, and this is Dan Broley Show, and we're here, and we're talking about this strange occurrence, you know, that happened. And John, you want to finish up what you were saying before we went to break?
Well, the idea of you know, just an act of violence creates this huge I want to say industrial act of violence across many countries.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, as we look at the way things are orchestrated, you're talking about the Taliban, you're talking about Al-Qaeda. Again, those situations of the Taliban, we helped fund the Taliban against the Russians. Don't forget, we have the monster, the what they call that computer, the beast, is shared with Russia. It's like Russia just flew a major bomber across our base in Japan, in Okinawa, and they were having war games going on with stealth fighters, which we don't own anymore. We gave them to the UN, and it was a comment made that they were escorting that bomber with an F-15 fighter, but the situation is the pilots could see each other, and they were smiling and waving at each other. And so what the heck is going on here of this perpetration of friendliness, but we're playing war games, we're worried about terrorism, but we're allowing countries which we are supposedly enemies of and are now friendly, but all of a sudden we have one act of terrorism of a person that is like you say, in exile, coming back to the country, trying to create peace, supposedly. But 20 billions accompanies that person to a state the size of Pakistan. Now think about that. We have economic collapse here in the United States, but all of a sudden we can give $20 billion to the size of a state of like one of our states, $20 billion of free gratis. I mean, shouldn't we build infrastructure in our own country of industry to help support our own country, not be giving it to, you know, I could see $20 million or something, but $20 billion? And then all of a sudden it's like that creates, because of this one incident, it creates economic devastation of the stock market. Geez, it sounds like another bank robbery of the gold being taken out of the 9/11 towers along with all the banking business that it created and, you know, the orchestration of the United Airlines. How many other people can they rob because of a terrorist attack, because of a assassination?
Well, you know, the thing that's interesting is, again, you know, parallel this. 9/11, folks. What happened 9/11? They had a mock terrorist drill or some type of thing. All of a sudden you have planes flying off out of Russian airspace, people waving at them. You know, kind of like a drill again. Then you have an assassination of another leader. You know, just before that thing happened in September 11th, you remember that the gentleman that headed up the Northern Alliance, he was assassinated one day before September 11th. Just one day before September 11th, huge assassination that happened. I had a woman on the program, Marianne Bev. She was talking about it. She wrote a book about it. A school teacher wrote a whole book about the history of the gentleman that got assassinated. So now we have another parallel, similar to what happened on September 11th, happening right now, right before us. Now, is this a warning? Are we getting ready to go through another September 11th? Because we're coming up on New Year's. New Year's is going to be here. You know, before September 11th was, you know, a date that meant a whole lot of stuff in history. I don't know what happened on September 11th, you know, in history. I can't remember offhand, but there were some great things on that particular day that happened going back a long time in history, time date. Now we have January 1st coming up, New Year's. Now, could that mean that they're getting ready to do something else? You know, we have the fluctuation of currency then. We had a situation of downing of the stock market then. We had the assassination of the head of the Northern Lions then. We had a mock terrorist drill then. We had all the similar things going on right now. What do you think of that, John? What do you feel?
Well, as we've talked with each other, my teeth are sore because I'm gritting my teeth, and I don't know why. I'm under a lot of stress because I'm a whistleblower, and I have the IRS chasing me and those kind of things. But those are kind of like norm anymore because, like, it just comes with the territory, so you kind of accept it. But all of a sudden, I'm gritting my teeth. I mean hard. And I'm not totally sure why I'm under such sensing such stress. And maybe it's because I understand some of these things that we're talking about, and I'm expecting something. I'm not sure, but I think I feel something on the sense of my spirit side, and I'm uncomfortable and very nervous about it.
Right, because see, I think, you know, same thing you're talking about, I sense too, something's getting ready to happen. Because, see, these people are going a little bit over the edge too far, and I think what they did, they messed up everything, was they had plotted and thought everybody was going to point fingers directly over to the president of Pakistan. And then all of a sudden it pointed over to the Taliban, and then the fingers went and started pointing over to the Al-Qaeda. And they're all sitting there to do it. We're going to break and call us 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0366. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, and airplanes.
Hi, we're back. We're back on RBN, the Dan Brewley Show. And if you want to go to my website, it's justiceradio.webpaint.com. justiceradio.webpaint.com. You can go to conspiracyradio.webpaint.com. And by the way, when you get in there, just go on Google and Google my name. There's much things out there, a lot of information to look into. And I started putting together threads on this death of this woman. John, you want to continue?
A couple other points I'd like to make. Number one is, if you think about the Pakistanis, two things come to mind. Number one, they were in having conferences. The generals of Pakistan were having conferences right at 9/11. They were part of the package of what went on. If you remember, the Pakistanis supposedly froze their borders so that the Taliban couldn't escape and whatnot. And now we're hearing that they supported the Taliban with manpower and with mechanisms of machines of war, rifles or whatever, supplies. All right, so now we have, again, here's a misinformation of the banks financing both sides of the game again. That seems to be the strongest point of why we have war. People of the banking industry stealing everything of everybody else's, and they're playing both sides against each other. So when this woman was murdered, don't go out and blow up your own country. That's the worst thing you could do. That's what the banks want you to do. Again, it may not be If you go to, like, powderburns.com, that was a CIA agent that was in our country at our colleges creating turmoil to create people to go out and riot and petition and revolt. He was a hired gun to brainwash young people to do that. So don't fall prey to what's going on with what's going on in your country. Think of peace. Think of love. Think of different solutions rather than war. The other point I wanted to make was I watched the film by Alex Jones, Endgame, and it was a terrific historical review of a lot of things. But one thing that came to mind was it played about part about the Bilderberg meetings in Canada. And the list came in, it showed who was all at the meeting, and there's an insider that hands the list to this one gentleman that's always at the last 28 years of Bilderberg meetings. And it showed a conference room that was like a, just an auditorium, and it had a place where everybody was seated. It wasn't like the UN where everybody was sitting around, where everybody had a chance to speak. This was where people, as I have gone to many meetings of instructions for wastewater treatment and for farming, we get escorted into a conference room just like these Bilderberger people did. And you sit there and you are instructed by either Cornell University or whoever is trying to promote you to thinking the way they want you to think. It's an instruction room. So here we have the supposed Bilderberg people or controllers of the world getting together, but someone's instructing them. There's somebody orchestrating that entire meeting. It's not them getting together to do brain trust. It's them getting together to have an instruction. That's what really hit me with that whole movie. It was a, don't get me wrong, Alex Jones did a terrific job on that, putting that movie together. But that really struck me to, wow, I've been in those meetings, maybe not on that level, but I've been in those instructive brainwash meetings.
Brainwash meetings.
It's exactly what it is.
Well, we got a caller. We got Ken. Ken, I didn't hear what state you're from. Ken, can you come up to the mic?
Yeah, this is Ken down in Fort Worth. How you doing?
Oh, and Fort Worth, how are you doing, Ken?
Pretty good. Hey, first of all, there's a new video called Hillary Uncensored. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Hey, hunt it on Amazon. It's on Amazon. Hillary Uncensored. It's a new DVD. For one.
So what do you think about this?
Hey, I got another item for you. This Monday in Fort Worth, they're going to have at Texas Christian University Stadium, they're going to have an Armed Forces Bowl. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning if anybody wants to drive down and kind of, they're going to have displays out there and kind of show support if they wish to do so. Just let you know about it.
Well, that's good information, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be on ESPN, but they don't show you much of anything. They just show you the game, you know. And but they don't show you what goes on outside. They're going to have, Army's going to be there, the Air Force is going to be there, the Coast Guard's going to be there. I went there last year, and it's good stuff. And if you want to come to Fort Worth, and it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, thank you for that information. I really thank you for sharing that, Ken.
Yeah, but listen to you guys talk here for a little bit.
Okay.
Did you, do you know if the Russians are going to fly over this base this time?
I hope not. Well, last year, four F-16s flew over. Maybe they get the F-35 to fly over. That'd be nice. You know, the F-35 is flown, right?
Mm-hmm.
They test it out here at Fort Worth.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. It flew
by
for
the
about
way, 50... since you're down in the Texas area, did you hear anything about this situation that happened at the Bush family home?
No.
The fire?
Lately?
Yeah, just the other day.
No. I've been sick and I haven't been watching reading the papers real close, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Well, I just was curious. It was down in the family home.
Hey, you know what these little gyrocopters are?
No.
These little small helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
One crashed over here in Fort Worth today. I just wonder what the deal was. They're showing it on news tonight. I don't know, just engine failure or what?
Was that
it's a
like
small
a
helicopter.
A fire department or a police department or anything?
No, it's private.
Huh.
The private gyrocopter crash.
When they have like war games down there, do they have stealth fighters there?
Well, here I have no one knowing.
Don't know.
It's a big state.
You know, because the reason I ask is the stealth fighters, to my knowledge, have all been given to the UN. So if you're seeing them in play with everybody, you've got UN troops participating.
I haven't heard that, but, you know, I think they turned over the United States Army to the UN. Didn't Clinton do that? American Free Press reported
right,
that? Spotlight
right.
Paper reported that?
Well, the thing about it, they built 176 or 8 of them, and 10 of them crashed on testing them initially, firing them up. But the balance of them were all given to the UN. So we don't own any anymore.
That's a good point.
And the thing about it is they're such a high-tech unit, they fly at like Mach 5. They're actually like a comet going through the air. When they land, they're actually dripping liquid metal onto the tarmac.
Ooh.
And they actually have helmets that have they tie right in with the operator's brain. So say you wanted to steal a stealth fighter, you can't jump in the cockpit and put the helmet on because it's fitted to whoever individually runs that plane.
Oh.
It taps into their brain frequency to react fast enough to fly the plane properly.
Well,
so not the average Joe, even if you knew how to fly one, couldn't fly one.
Let me go back to some of the things you're talking about. I think what you're seeing now is political pus coming out because the Constitutional Convention isn't being held. We stopped them in 1988 down in Florida and Alabama, and Louisiana withdrew. The call for the balanced budget amendment, calling for a Constitutional Convention. You with me?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was down in Florida when we stopped them in 88. And since then, nobody talks about it, but they can see a potential Constitutional Convention out of their hands, and none of this stuff happened prior to 88. Prior to 88, we were talking about the Trilateral Commission of Council on Foreign Relations and Bilderberg. Yeah, I knew about the Bilderberg for many, many years, you know, but that's all we were fighting all at once. Now it's Randy Weaver, 40 gun bills in the House, and Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City, and Twin Towers. It's out of hand. They're going to have a Constitutional Convention by increments, because they can see all their years of time and energy was wasted.
Well, I was just looking at some of the old papers,
and they don't know what to do.
And
nobody will talk about it, but that's what it looks like to me because I was down there and I saw all this happen.
Well, thank you, Ken, for calling in and sharing this information. And we got another caller, Judith in Missouri. Judith, how are you doing? Welcome to the Ambrose Show.
Oh, thanks. Regarding Buddha, I couldn't make out what you said about U.S. involvement in her return. Secondly, on internet and radio,
uh-huh,
we're getting three causes for her death.
Well, there's no autopsy yet, but she's being mainly
an accident.
Well, what's going on is this, Judith, in the beginning, this is exactly what was going on. So, see, I went into the Middle Eastern journals and things and been in contact with some folks. Anyway, what happened was she came out of a meeting, and she got in a car that was supposed to have a bulletproof glass around a convertible vehicle, and she drove this vehicle in a huge crowd, and before she got into this vehicle, she had been complaining that whole time she'd been there about cutting off the transmissions of cell phones, because those cell phones can be used as detonation devices. So she had complained that nobody in her security staff did anything or did not comply with her wishes. So anyway, she got through the crowd, got to a certain spot, and then decided to stand up and wave to everyone. And that's when they claimed that this guy was very close, it had been real close, to shoot her point blank in the head and then in the chest. And then he blew himself up. They claimed
he blew himself up.
They said he had to be really good to do this, to shoot her, those different, and then blow himself up. That's what they claimed. Then the story shifted over to another thing. They were saying that he blew himself up, and then there was another shooter. Then there was a story, the last thing I heard, and this is what I had stuffed through other information, that when the blast happened, she actually fell and hit her head in the car.
Right.
And then she was still alive, and she went to the hospital. Now, could it be that she was orchestrated dead in the hospital? Could she have been moved somewhere else and this could have been an orchestration? Who knows? But those are the stories that were coming out. And then they started showing these films. And the films show different things. And now she has, they're talking about the autopsy. Her body is being shipped home. That's what they said, shipped home. Now, where is home? I thought her home was in Pakistan. I don't know. She was in Pakistan. I thought it was home. But they said her body was being shipped home.
Probably Yale.
Well, we don't know where the exile was.
Right. Wait, John said Yale.
Well, this tracks with Ron Paul's remarks on the situation that we shouldn't have been influencing Pakistan anyway.
Exactly.
And we oughtn't to be sending money in there. We oughtn't to have any influence on their government and propping up their dictator. So it's very curious, but Ron Paul was arguing against getting involved, U.S. getting involved in yet another civil war,
and
which
we agreed,
I completely
see,
agree with.
Well, this thing is really weird because, again, the Taliban was trained in Pakistan. Then you have the ISI unit, which is a renegade bunch of folks out there that were trained by the CIA again, that go around and they're involved with blowing up things and conspiracy and whatever and stuff. But they're a high-level intelligence that goes out and does things. They're there in Pakistan, and they were trained by the CIA. So they had the CIA trained the Taliban, trained the ISI. Bin Laden is allegedly over there, and right now they're making claims he's there. And I'm going to bring up another situation about that that's kind of interesting. But he's supposed to be over there. In fact, he's going to, if he hasn't already made a speech of what he's going to do or whatever he's going to announce. But, you know, again, they were giving the dates he announced things, and it's all during times they claimed that some terrorist event happened. So, again, we're looking at a thread similar to 9/11. Now, do you see that, Judith, in your opinion, that there is some kind of thing getting ready to happen here that, you know, I don't understand why we gave them $20 billion. I don't know why the Asian market collapsed. I don't understand how this woman had such a huge impact on a nation like that after being exiled so long and coming back. And then it's something wrong in this. It's something that doesn't add up. I just want your opinion.
Well, there's something wrong, all right, but first of all, we ought to be paying foreign aid to all these countries, and they don't wish us well, and they don't come through. Also, I don't think I understand what was the U.S. involvement in her return. Do you know the answer to that?
Well, her return was supposed to bring a situation similar to what was going on over there in Iraq when we went and invaded, and we were supposed to stay there for that election, and we were supposed to put somebody else in or help somebody get in there, and then there was a civil war broke out like then. So this woman was coming there the same to do the same thing. She came there to become the president. And if she became the president, that meant that the situation with the alleged Taliban and Al-Qaeda was supposed to cease and come to end, because right now we're opposing the president. But how do we oppose the president and give him $20 billion? I don't understand these things. This is beyond diplomatic concepts that I learned. I don't understand this. Like, look at a very bad B movie on foreign policy. I don't understand it. Do you?
Well, they're trying to elect Hillary for president. Why wouldn't they have another woman president just to test the ropes a little bit?
Judith, what do you think on that?
I think that's pretty far fetched. But I saw a couple of interviews she did on television on the internet today. And she came across as an honest person. I suspect she left the country because of her father and her brother's deaths. Yeah, that I don't know. I'm just supposing.
That was true because the brother got assassinated and she left. They said she was very much an admirer of Joan the Arc, of Arc, and also Gandhi. And
really?
The thing is, again, was she coming over as a reverse bomber? You know, one of these so-called people blow up somebody. Because, I mean, she went over there and she brought an explosive thing over because with her death, it led to this chaos that's going on. I don't understand why, you know, it's just like Ruski left Iran because he wrote that book, Satanic Verses.
Yes.
Now, he knew that they were going to put a death thing out on him because has he ever gone back to Iran? No.
No.
So why would you come back to somewhere that they killed your family? And you know that if you come back there, they're going to kill you. So she knew that it was a suicide thing. So please hold on, and we got a caller in Illinois. We'll be right back after this break. Callers, 800-313-9443.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne with my co-host John Alastasis, and we have Judith, and we have another caller on hold. Judith, I'm sorry I had to stop you at the break. Could you continue where you were in the conversation?
No, I'm just still concerned about U.S. involvement in her return. I would like to know did the Secretary of State encourage her or State Department encourage her to return? Or is it all indirect?
Well, do you realize that we have a college in the United States that trains dictators or leaders of other countries? And that they don't hand out who they tell them where they go or who they put in position. It comes out in the wash once in a while. But when you see $20 billion gets transferred to a little country of Pakistan, which would be like the size of what? Georgia or New York State or something. And then the fact of the matter is accompanying that, you have this woman that all of a sudden out of the blue that attended Yale and whatnot.
No, not Yale. This is Oxford.
Oxford, okay. And, one of the big colleges. So anyhow, you have this situation where all of a sudden she's walking in on the same aspect of the, say, shoestrings of $20 billion and telling that, oh, we want that pipeline that the New World Order wants put through Pakistan. And she's accompanying it saying, yes, that's something we want. It's being a little bit, I don't want to put you down, but it being a little bit ignorant to saying, I don't see a direct connection. Well, there's a lot of connection there per se. They're not announcing everything that they're doing, but we have a huge military over there. Again, we're all connected with Russia, China. There's a beast of a computer system that we work all together, and yet it's like we play good cop, bad cop. Initially, Pakistan was in conference with us during 9/11. Pakistan was supposedly stopping the Taliban from going across and letting bin Laden get away from us. Now all of a sudden we're hearing that Pakistan is supplying the Taliban and helping them with manpower. We're hearing this woman saying she's going to help promote the pipeline. We're hearing that it's crashing the economy, which, again, is as you start to associate with other wars, what the heck is going on? I mean, again, it's all these things of this structural misbalance and misinformation that shows how nothing really connects, but it's like it's supposedly a logical idea of why. One example that I use is when Clinton, they finally impeached Clinton and whatnot, and they say, oh, we have closure. We spent $40 million, and we have closure. Well, what the heck does that mean? When you look back at what happened, Linda Tripp got a phone call from Lewinsky. She recorded it. She called it then to the FBI, who was drinking coffee most likely at 10 o'clock in the morning. They came over, got the tape. They went over and interviewed Malinsky. Malinsky told them, yes, that's the truth. Here's the dress with the evidence. And what else did you need?
But well, they found 40, another 1,080 pages, too, just
we
recently.
We spent $40 million?
They had another 1,080 pages they just found that they just have in the room. And we're going to break. We'll be back. Judith, please hold out for a second. Caller in George in Illinois, please hang on. We'll be right back.
Do you know that I could read your mind?
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy.